Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind as we launch in hour number three. The toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website as well, freetalklive.com. There you'll find that we give everything away for free. So enjoy those stuff, that stuff on us for free at freetalklive.com. On the way here, if we get a chance, I'll tell you a story about a DCF agency spokesperson and the charges they're facing. Department of Children and Families. What charges would the spokesman for the Department of Children and Families be facing?
Child abuse.
Keep that in mind. We'll get to that. But first, Mark, an email that I guess is somewhat critical of something I said on the air the other night.
Yep. The emailer who I'm going to not mention. Well, I guess I can mention a first name here. This is from Carrie.
Okay.
I'm a little perplexed that you guys essentially advertised on your Tuesday, February 5th show that Linux was not an OS that was worth trying. Ian went so far as to say it's not quite ready for prime time. Ian doesn't like it, so apparently it's worthless, I guess.
I didn't say it was worthless. I said Linux has the vast majority of the business market, and I didn't say you shouldn't try it. If you are somewhat technologically competent, then you should give it a try. I'm just telling you that the times I've tried it, it has been very difficult to use.
Ian describes himself as pretty tech-savvy, yet Linux isn't easy enough for him to use. I really have to question his savviness, and I'm sure a lot of Linux users out there would chuckle at his uninformed, silly statements regarding the readiness of Linux for anything.
Well, maybe it's gotten a lot better in the last couple of years, or last 3 years or so. That's possible.
Last 3 years is a long time in computer world.
Well, the last time I used it, I had been told, oh, it's so easy now. The last time I actually installed it on a system, I'd been told, oh, yeah, it's point and click. Oh, it's so easy. And I installed it, and I spent like 4 hours trying to get the internet to work. I did finally manage to get that hurdle jumped.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next hurdle I was trying to accomplish was to change the screen resolution so I could see more on my monitor.
Mm-hmm.
And I could not successfully accomplish it. It required downloading some drivers, which I was successfully able to download because I did have the internet working, but I wasn't able to configure them correctly because you had to use a number of command line string entry. You had to go, like, remember DOS, Mark?
Yeah, you had to type stuff in and essentially program, as far as I can tell.
Right, that's what you had to do in order to change to get the drivers working so you could change the screen resolution. Nothing was intuitive. It was not point and click, and it was not easy. And people are telling me, oh, well, now it's better. You should try it now. Okay, well, maybe I will one of these days.
Feel burned from the last time that somebody said that.
Maybe I will one of these days when I have 6 hours free to F around with a new operating system. And yes, I do understand that there is a new version of Linux. I think it's Ubuntu, where you can put it on a CD, pop the CD in the drive, and you don't have to actually install the software. So maybe I'll give that a try one of these days when I feel like just screwing around for no particular reason whatsoever. Because, you know, the fact is I know Windows. I don't have to – there's no learning curve with what I'm doing on Windows, whereas there is going to be a learning curve with Linux. And besides, why would I want to bother? I can't do my show with the Linux software that's out there. I wouldn't even know where to start looking for the software that I would need to replace much of the software I use for behind-the-scenes production work here. Some of it's out there. Some of it exists in Linux format, but not all of it.
A program needs to have it has to be for Windows?
Correct. I can't just take a Mac program and run it on Windows.
I guess you're
right.
I
can't take a Windows program and run it on Linux. Now, they do have emulators for Linux to where I could probably run.
Why would you do that? Why would you install Linux and then emulate Microsoft?
Right, and if I want to play games, which I don't really do anymore, I don't have much time for that, but there's hardly anything available for Linux. So the fact is, the software is not there. Why on earth would I want to run the operating system?
You guys are doing yourselves and your thousands of listeners, hundreds of thousands, maybe, of listeners, a very significant service by speaking about Linux in a dismissive way that you did on the show. Mark, you guys are usually level-headed and open-minded and stay fairly unbiased on issues like this. Well, I'm not unbiased because I have a tech guy, and that tech guy is on the other microphone over here, and whatever he says is how it's done as far as I'm concerned because I don't think about computers. If it's broken, I hand it to Ian. Fix it.
Right. Linux is like the operating system for the computer hobbyist. Linux, and again, I'm totally speaking from my experience of installing it twice in the last 7 years. I installed it once probably around year 2000, and then I installed it again, I don't know, somewhere around 2004, 2005 or something like that. And I was not impressed. It was not simple. It looks pretty. When you first install it and you look at the graphical user interface, yeah, they've made it look nice. They're doing some really neat things. I like the idea of open source. It's not like I'm anti-Linux. I just stand by what I said before, and that is it's not ready for prime time. It's not something where you can hand an install CD to grandma and have her go and put this new system on her computer and have her be satisfied with her computing experience. Until it's ready for that, I will continue to say it's not ready for prime time. For computer geeks, fine.
I was really annoyed and frankly shocked that you turned potentially thousands of people away from the idea of using Linux with that short, ill-informed conversation. Today, there are distros of Linux.
Distributions.
Distributions of Linux out there to suit any computing ability from novice all the way up to Ian's expert tech-savvy level. Linux provides powerful...
I'm not an expert, necessarily. I can just do a few more things than the average person. I can put a computer together from scratch, for instance. Not many people can do that.
Linux provides powerful, highly stable, no-cost alternatives to the ridiculously priced commercial products. OpenOffice and GIMP. Photoshop replacement, K3B.
I tried running OpenOffice, on Windows. They have OpenOffice, which is this open source software where you can, make files. Not PowerPoint, but the essentially
Word.
Word sort of like files. They're not actually Word because Word is a Microsoft.
Is it a doc? Does it make doc files?
No, it does not.
So I can't open my old Word documents.
They claim that you can.
Okay.
They claim you can, and I tried it, and it's not perfect. Again, it's not ready for prime time.
That was 3 years ago. So maybe
OpenOffice within the last 2 years. And they claimed at that time, oh, this is great. You should get it. It's free. You can open up your doc files. Yeah, you can open them, but it doesn't render them correctly. It doesn't look. It will be your file, but it won't look the way it looked when you saved it in Microsoft Word.
So they've got CD, DVD recording, Rhythmbox and Amtrak, which are iTunes replacements, Digicam and F-Spot, which are digital camera software, Blender and Cinepoint, which are 3D editing. By the way, these are industry standard apps. Cinepoint is widely used in the motion picture industry.
Right.
And by the way, when you're talking about some things, I don't know, Cinepaint I've never used. But sometimes a program can be too big, too unwieldy, too powerful for the average person to use. Blender is renowned as being the most sophisticated 3D software available. It even provides, she goes on and talks about several of these great programs. Linux has the potential to provide a visual experience that Windows users, even with expensive software and add-ons, or in Vista, don't have access to. Linux users.
I've seen some of it demoed, and it's very pretty. It's very flashy, very slick. There's no doubt there are some great applications available for Linux. No doubt about it. I just had trouble changing the screen resolution, and I said, screw this. I'm going back to Windows, where it's, right-click, go to properties, and change the resolution. It's that easy. Mm. It's not like that with Linux, or at least it wasn't a few years ago.
What's so maddening to me about the way you guys dismissed Linux in such a callous way and uninformed manner was that Linux is actually the OS embodiment of everything you guys talk about day in and day out. My move from Microsoft Windows to Linux has nothing to do with the silly monopoly argument. It had to do with the fact that Microsoft is so entangled and embroiled in all the corporate and legal and governmental brouhaha that they've lost sight of the whole point, innovation and progress. They are so concerned with keeping others from excelling or stepping on their toes that their product is suffering the global disappointment in Vista is the culmination of that.
Great. It sounds like she's a true believer when it comes to Linux, and that's fine. I'm not a true believer when it comes to Microsoft. It's just what I've been using for the past several years. I know the system very well, and I have no incentive to change. There's no reason for me. I mean, I don't have an incentive to go to Vista. XP's doing just fine for me. Doesn't crash that often. And I got the applications I need to do the job that I'm doing. It works. I'm satisfied.
I've got more problems with Firefox crashing than anything.
1-800-259-9231. I like Firefox too, but it leaks memory all the time. What can you do? The stuff's free. More on the way. Bring up whatever you want. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Imagine for a moment that everyone trusted you. you would sell more, love more, and accomplish more than you ever imagined. Scientists have discovered the human hormone oxytocin increases people's trust in each other. Now with Liquid Trust, you can harness this power. Buy Liquid Trust now at 800-507-3718 or on the web at liquidtrustspray.com. Use code FTL to get free shipping.
Call 800-507-3718 or liquidtrustspray.com.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the sacrowegisacral stabilizer. One satisfied user states, I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle. Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains.
Order your sacrowedgie now and get a free instructional DVD. Just call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Or visit sacrowedgie.com. That's sacrowedgy.com.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you like toll-free. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com, and those features include the bulletin board system with over 300,000 posts, serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all discussed online, and it's totally free. Go to bbs.freetalklive.com to get interactive. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. adameve.com. Movies, lingerie, and marital aids. Adameve.com has a special offer for you. Go to adameve.com/talk and get 50% off of one item. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, they'll throw in a free gift. That's 50% off. adameve.com/talk. We continue here. The geeks are calling in. It's Rob in Georgia on the Amp Line. Hey, Rob.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, talking about Linux, which is, I guess, right up my alley. That's what I do.
Yes, sir.
I think that a lot of times people don't really understand, you know, you use the right tool for the job. And I think that a lot of times when people who are big-time proponents of one particular tool or another, they want to always use their tool. And, and you know, a sports car is not the appropriate car for every task.
That's true.
And neither is a sedan. So I look at that. I look at operating systems in much the same way. I actually began my IT career, I guess you could say, running on some old DEC equipment, a system called VMS. And from there, I actually went to a Macintosh. I was actually working, doing administration, supporting people on Macs. And then I went to Windows, and then I ended up being on Unix. That's where I am now, Linux and various other types of Unix. And all of these things have their own pros and cons. I look at Linux really as being a very good operating system for people who are on the edges of the normal curve. Now, you have this big middle where Windows and to some degree Mac as well kind of occupy that realm.
Mm-hmm.
But for people who have very simple computer needs and they have never used a computer, for example, like if I was setting up something for my grandmother, I would very easily set her up a very simple little Linux workstation where she has real big icons that let her click and do certain very specific tasks.
Mm-hmm.
That's the sort of thing that she'd be looking to do. Now, when you get into someone who wants a bit more complexity, then you probably don't want to put them on Linux because they don't have enough of an acumen for configuring computers to figure out how to install new software and configure it with any sort of ease.
Right. Now, I noticed that you said you would set up the computer for your grandma. That's because Linux hasn't gotten to the point where grandma could set it up herself.
Well, to be perfectly honest, I don't think my grandmother could install Windows.
No, absolutely not. You're right.
So I don't think that necessarily is a
knock. Many computers come with the Windows already installed, so your grandma could turn on the machine and perhaps start. I don't know. I mean, I certainly turned on my new computer and just went with it and had Windows on it, and, you know, life's good.
Sure. And they got some Dells now that have Ubuntu on them, or Ubuntu, however you like to pronounce it. And it works very well. If you look at one of the Acer EPC, which is a very small subcompact laptop. I mean, it's got like a 7-inch screen. It's a very simple internet device, but it's a very easy sort of system to use. It runs Linux. So for that very simple sort of system, same thing with the one laptop per child project. It runs a type of Linux. When you start dealing with those sort of very simple systems, those things work very well with Linux because you can customize the Linux distribution for that specific machine and for a specific set of tasks. Now, when you get into the very computer-savvy user, then, Linux is fine, too. You understand what's going on. You figure out you can work your way around and know how to get out and make things work. It's for that person who is very task-driven and they gradually expand on tasks that I think that Linux is really not well-suited for. Because as you expand upon tasks, you have to increase your knowledge a bit more than you would with Windows. It's not a matter of sometimes just installing a program.
Sometimes you have to pull out a manual and or go through a tutorial to learn how to, as you're saying, like I said, it was taking me hours and hours just to figure out how to change screen resolution.
And that's gotten a lot better. Now, I
hope
think if you were to install Ubuntu now, you wouldn't see those sorts of issues.
You know, maybe what I'll do is, because it's not fair for me to talk about it and having, you know, the last experience I had being, 3 years ago or 4 years ago. So maybe what I'll do here is Julia is expected to leave town for a few days next week. Since I'll have a little bit more time on my hands at that point, perhaps I will go ahead and give it a try. And
you better not sacrifice any phone calls you're supposed to make to radio PDs during the day.
It'll be some other time. But
you can call me if you got any problem.
Maybe I'll go into geek mode and have the time to do something like that.
See, that's no interest to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like I said, it's all a matter of interest. I do find that a lot of that Linux is progressing at a much faster rate than Windows, and I think that part of the things that email was touching on is some of the reasons why. You know, basically, when Windows has been really getting more interested in, kind of locking down what they have in more recent times rather than expanding what they do, except on the server side. Windows actually has gotten a lot better on the server side because it's a different type of market. But when it comes to on the desktop, I think they've really been kind of spinning their wheels. So Linux is a lot more exciting.
But good. I hope they get passed up. I hope the innovation happens, and I hope it gets easier to use. And I wish Linux the best of luck. I hope that they really can get out there and compete. I'd love to see Microsoft unseated and dethroned and have a more competitive marketplace for operating systems. I think that'd be fantastic. I'm certainly no acolyte when it comes to Microsoft. I have no allegiance to them. It's just that, that's who I've been using for the last several years, and it's what I know.
Yeah, I mean, when you got something where it works the same way as it did before is important, then I mean you already have an investment in things working a particular way, and that sort of situation the cost of migration you always have to take into account, and that's something where a lot of times people who are really big proponents of Linux kind of fail to take into account that there's a cost involved in someone migrating, and not everyone wants to actually think about computers and making them work. Some people just want to accomplish a task.
Right. Even if I fell in love with Linux, it would be an incredibly large undertaking for me to install Linux on all of my machines that I have here. You know, I've got a server running right now recording the show that's running Windows. I've got the computer I'm using. I also have my laptop as well. You know, to go in there and get everything running at the functional state that it is today under Linux with whatever new software I'd have to acquire and configure, I mean, that's a week-long process at the very least. I mean, because that's presuming I knew what I was doing.
Yes. So, yeah, I mean, but I think that sometimes, I think that the letter was a bit cross-purpose in especially when you say something and it's not really completely accurate now, you're going to open yourself up to attack. And, so Linux has gotten a lot easier for just anyone to install. I'd say that it's actually easier to install than Windows.
Oh, that's good. I will give it a try. And it's not like I didn't say that. I made it clear that, the last time I used it, it was like this. And so she's picking on me, and that's fine, because it gave us an opportunity to talk about this. Rob, thanks for the call. Do the expertise. 800-259-9231. People like Rob, we pay him for his expertise when it comes to Linux. Our server runs Linux, because that's the best thing for running servers. And that means I can't really do much with it, so I've got to pay the experts. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
The IRS garnished my wages, put a lien on our home, and levied our bank accounts. I had no idea what to do. Then my attorney told me about Assured Tax Relief. Calling them was the best thing I've ever done. They got us a settlement with the IRS that we could manage.
Call Assured Tax Relief now for a free consultation. 1-800-203-7479. Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more? Assured Tax Relief has helped thousands of taxpayers settle their debt with the IRS for just pennies on the dollar. Assured Tax Relief can help you. The IRS is offering you a one-time opportunity to pay your debt for much less than you owe. Call Assured Tax Relief now. 1-800-203-7479.
Assured Tax Relief got the IRS to accept just a fraction of what we owed. Thanks, Assured Tax Relief.
Assured Tax Relief's accountants, attorneys, and tax preparers are waiting to help you settle your debt for just pennies on the dollar. Act now before it's too late. Call Assured Tax Relief now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-203-7479. That's 1-800-203-7479.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lygos with today's Car Clinic Minute. You're a beautiful tropical fish darting around aquarium coral. Then you're sluggish, no energy. This fish story is no bait and switch. It's really about cars. When I come back, I'll tell you all about it.
I'm Bobby Lycus, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air and fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com. BG.
No pep in your car's performance? No need to fish for an explanation. It may be your fuel filter. Like aquarium filters, fuel filters trap debris. Their job is to snag gasoline contaminants before they reach your engine. But if filters clog, flows are restricted. And then, like fish who can't get enough oxygenated water, your engine can't get enough precious gas. Result? Poor performance and decreased gas mileage. So don't let the big ones, dollars that is, get away. Change fuel filters with every tune-up. I'm Bobby Lycus. Lycus, you'll love us. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
Talk Live. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All the features there we give away. In fact, the Shrine of Female Listeners is a main attraction. The ladies, dozens of them who've taken the time to send us their validated photo, we put them up on our website on the Shrine of Female Listeners. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com and you'll see them all, including our newest Shriner, Shauna, who is, well, without clothes, I believe. Though you can't see any of the naughty bits. Head over to see it anyway, because she took her time to send us a picture, and we really appreciate that. And so our lady listeners that want to get involved in the Shrine, there's no, there's no real requirements beyond that you have to prove you listen to the show. So our ladies have managed to get very creative when it comes to proving that they listen to Free Talk Live. See what I mean by going to shrine.freetalklive.com.
You can lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without permanently changing your diet. Check out this amazing doctor-recommended product. Go to ftldiscount.com, read some real testimonials, find out how to order. That's ftldiscount.com.
Let's go to the phones and talk to Tony in Nevada. Tony, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yeah, how you guys doing? First
Great.
Of all,
what's on your mind?
Sorry, I enjoy the show.
Great, great. What's on your mind, Tony?
I wanted to get some clarification on your position on the income tax.
Okay, abolish it completely.
Abolish it completely. But you, I heard you speak critically the other day of the tax protesters.
What do you mean?
Well, you said you didn't agree with their argument.
Oh, yeah, the show me the law thing?
Right.
That one?
And you said something like...
Yeah, my point there is that I don't care what the law says. I don't care if the law says that you, citizen, must pay taxes. I don't care how clear it is. I don't care what it says. We all know it's not clear. But I don't care if it is clear. It doesn't create an obligation upon me. People writing something down in a room somewhere in Washington, D.C. on a piece of paper and signing their names to it, if I wasn't a party to that, if I wasn't a signatory, then it's non-binding. It's nonsense. And so to suggest that the government should just show you the law, and if they can just show you the law, then you'll pay? Well, no, I'm not going to pay because I don't have an obligation to pay because I never entered into agreement to pay. Does that make sense?
it makes sense, but if I may respond to it.
Please, certainly.
Wouldn't that also apply to the Constitution? You weren't a signer to that.
You're darn right it would. Exactly right.
Okay.
Now you found the difference between he and I. I consider that the Constitution, you know, it's a good place to go. Ian says it's just a piece of paper. I'm not obligated.
I'm not obligated. It's not a document that was written to control me in the first place. The Constitution was a document that was written to set rules for government. Those people that wrote the Constitution thought they could bind the government down with the chains of the Constitution, and they did give it their best shot. But what we've seen is that either the Constitution has authorized all of the terrible things the government is doing today, or it has been powerless to prevent it, in the words of Lysander Spooner. So the Constitution itself is obviously not respected by the people in government. They are not following the rules that were set out for them. And again, the Constitution isn't rules for me to live by, so that no one would ever suggest that I be bound by the Constitution. That would be ludicrous. It's the rules for the government, not me.
I see.
Make sense?
It's a bit much for me. I'm not as
what part's confusing? I know it's a lot of information.
Well, you spit a lot out at me, so I'll have to, I guess, do my own research. But
well, I mean, it's you do agree though that the Constitution is a set of rules for the government, not the
yes,
people.
Yes, sir. Yes, I would have to agree with that.
So therefore, I never would have been a signatory to it because I don't want to be a part of the Constitution. I don't want to be a part of the government. So my name isn't required to appear on the Constitution. And so really, I don't know, it's not really an issue of consent to the Constitution, but I don't know. Have I lost you at this point?
No, I got you. But I mean, in other words, you would have no constitution. You would have no government at all.
I would have no government at all. Yes, I would have voluntary interactions amongst individuals in the free marketplace, and I have no use for a gang of people that is offering their services at the point of a weapon, calling themselves the government. That's all the government is. It's people using force on others.
Yeah.
And I find that despicable.
I got you.
Very good. Thanks for the call, dude. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. It's time for humanity to move into its next phase. It's not time for a revolution. We were talking about this recently at one of the meetings here in Keene, the Free State Project members and the other liberty activists here in the area. We're talking about how it's not so much what we want as a revolution, because that's, you know, the etymology there is to revolve, right? To go back to what you were doing before, or to change what you're doing, but keep going with a government structure. It's time that humanity takes the next step forward in its path toward freedom and reject the state entirely, reject coercive interaction, and take the next step into the light of voluntary interaction. And that's what I advocate for here on this show, is that people start behaving like adults. Instead of threatening people like a schoolyard bully would, it's time we start respecting the decisions of other individuals to live their lives how they want to live it, as long as they aren't harming others.
I think we got a long way for that.
We certainly do. 1-800-259-9231. We go to Stephen in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live, Stephen.
Hello?
Hey, Stephen. Got to get off the speakerphone or closer to your receiver, one or the other.
Oh, okay. I'm on a cheap computer headset. So
okay.
It
definitely sounds
now?
Cheap. What's on your mind?
I'd like to talk about cop washing.
Okay, please.
I don't know if you know anything about that.
We do, as a matter of fact. I think it's a wonderful idea.
Yeah. Is there a movement of it in New Hampshire?
They've been talking about it and trying to get it done. I mean, both of us have gotten cameras out and watched cops during stops and that kind
of
thing.
Yes, I have done that.
But you know, there's not a lot of people in the area that can do it. Certainly, we can't do it at night when the cops are busiest. So
right, there has been discussion. There's been talk. I think we're going to see that happen maybe sometime this year. It was looking like the cable access channel was going to go off the air, but now it looks like they're going to be sticking around. So there are classes that people can take to go and learn how to use the equipment and get out there and hit the streets. People have been talking about it, but I have to agree with Mark. The main issue is that there just aren't enough activists. Literally, we're talking about less than 10 activists in the area, and most of them are busy trying to get the bills paid at this point. So we really need an influx of people, which is one of the reasons why I'm promoting free CopWatch13.com.
Somebody who's passionate about CopWatch.
Yeah, we need somebody to come here and really get into that, somebody who has the time, the money, the resources to really dedicate themselves to something like that. But certainly, as soon as it gets started, I think you'll find there certainly will be a number of people that will be interested in assisting with that operation. It really just needs someone to take the lead on it, I think.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Now, look, just because if you're interested in CopWatch or you're interested in drug reform or you're interested in gun freedom or whatever it is that your issue is, just because there's not activity going on that issue right now in New Hampshire, and by the way, gun reform there was a number of gun activists, pro-gun activists that showed up at the State House this week to testify against a gun restriction. They were going to try to pass, I guess, a restriction on whether or not people could carry weapons in the State House itself.
Mm.
And whenever a gun restriction comes up in New Hampshire, the activists turn out of the woodwork for that. So there are some really great activists up here doing amazing things. If you're concerned that there aren't enough doing exactly what you want to do, that shouldn't dissuade you from coming up here. We're looking for people that are willing to be self-starters, that are willing to start an organization from scratch, that are willing to, I mean, yeah, certainly there are a number of things you can plug into, but if you aren't seeing exactly what you want being done, start it. Get out there and do it. I would love to get involved in CopWatch on a part-time basis, but I don't have the resources and availability to do it full-time. I don't have, and when I say full-time, I don't mean 40 hours a week, but to be the initiator of CopWatch, to be the contact for CopWatch. You see where I'm coming from?
Oh, yeah. There really does need to be somebody in charge of it, and that will get it all rolling. Because there's people out there that are willing to do it. They're willing to take direction on it. That's just, you know, it's probably not their biggest, highest concern.
Right. You might find somebody that's willing to go out on Saturday nights or somebody that's willing to work Fridays, or you might be able to schedule people, but someone needs to be there to organize that, at least with that type of activism. And we're going to see more of that as time rolls on here in New Hampshire with all these great activists coming here as part of the Free State Project. 800-259-9231, because beyond all of the wonderful organizations that have been created for you to plug into, and there are a whole bunch of them, there's a lot that's still yet to be started. There's a lot that still is waiting for someone to come along and say, yeah, that's what I want to do. I want to do CopWatch. Let's get it started. 800-259-9231, this is Free Talk Live. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days, without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Hi, neighbor. No matter when the time comes to survive on our food supply, every single one of us who have prepared will have two regrets. Even those who haven't wasted a single penny on Christmas, birthdays, and vacations in order to store all the food possible. Even those who have sold stuff and taken on part-time jobs to buy food. Even those who have traded their gold while it will still buy food. Yes, we will have been called stupid, crazy, and foolish. When folks won't be able to afford food and there won't be any food for any amount of money, we will still have two regrets. We will regret that we didn't get more serious about more food sooner. We will deeply regret that we didn't get enough food. Putting off emergency food preparations to celebrate the holidays will be the most dangerous decision that some of us will ever make. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up anything, even in these remaining moments. I don't think we'll have enough time for your call, so call us tonight at 800, or tomorrow night, rather, 800-259-9231, because the calls are loaded up on the lines right now. We'll get to them here in moments. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give away the features, so enjoy those. If you like the show and want to help us out, then shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. And if you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So just start your shopping there and get whatever you need for life. Great deals, great super saver shipping on a whole bunch of items. I'm getting ready to order some gourmet food from the Mex Grocer myself. I'm running low on my favorite salsa right now. And Amazon.
Gone through all that you had?
Yeah, I had some huge 34-ounce bottles of Valentina brand salsa.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, it turns out that the 12-ounce ones
are cheaper. Do they call it salsa? Because it's really just hot sauce.
Salsa picante, I believe, is what it's called. It's extra hot, the version that I get. And it's lovely. And mm-hmm. Amazon's got it. So I'm ordering it through there, amazon.freetalklive.com. And since it's, you have to pay shipping at least with some of their dealers, I figured I'd throw in some Mexican sodas, too, because they actually make that stuff with real sugar. And I want to give that a try, see how it tastes. Anyway, they've got all kinds of great gourmet foods there, as well as electronics and a bunch of other stuff. Let's go to the phone calls and talk to Adam in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live. Adam.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's on your mind?
Well, actually, I bought something from amazon.freetalklive.com recently.
Super.
I bought one of those Jet Torch lighters.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, really cool. But speaking of lighters, I'm really fired up tonight, man. I was watching my news, the news earlier, and the Westboro Baptist Church. You familiar with them?
Yeah, Fred Phelps.
Yeah, Fred Phelps, that little punk, and his wife.
You
they
mean
are
sister?
Coming. Whatever they are.
I think they're cousins too.
Oh, well, it wouldn't surprise me. But they're coming to Baltimore to protest another funeral.
And of what? Of who?
Okay, I don't know if this was national news, but a 15-year-old by the name of Nick Browning, he allegedly murdered his entire family.
Oh, good Lord.
Four members of his family, his father, mother, and his two younger brothers, he shot them when they were sleeping.
Wow. Okay.
And the reason the Westboro Church is protesting him is because his father is a lawyer for Baltimore County.
Uh-huh.
And they were sued last year. And they lost a lawsuit for $10.9 million. So they're basically saying the wrath of God has come down on the lawyers in Baltimore, and we're going to be here to talk about it or whatever.
So wait, who was sued? The church?
The church
yeah,
was sued
okay. Yeah, the church was sued by a man named Albert Snyder. His son was a Marine in the Iraqi War.
Mm-hmm.
He was killed. He was straight, but as you probably know, the Westboro Baptist Church has this whole God hates fags thing.
Yeah, that's what they're together, really, and they seem to have connected to everything. You know, that car accident happened out there because God hates fags.
Right.
You know, and it doesn't seem to have any rhyme or reason as to what they're...
So now they're coming to Baltimore to protest at the funeral of the lawyer because they're glad he's dead?
Yeah, actually, the lawyer, as far as I know, doesn't even have a connection to the case. He's just a lawyer for Baltimore.
But God's punishing Baltimore because they've been sued, because the Westboro Baptist Church has been sued?
I have no idea, but hey, you know, that's...
I would
think
God would be
logic.
A little more discriminating in how he punishes. You know, if he was going to do it, you'd think he'd really do it so that we'd all be able to see, you know, bolt of lightning, you know, the angel of death coming down with a fiery sword. There's all kinds of ways that none of us would be left with any doubt in our mind that, in fact, God really does hate fags or whatever it is that the Westboro Baptist Church believes, what kind of bigoted tripe it is that they're into. But, you know, somehow God just leaves us wondering. You know, really?
He works in mysterious ways, Mark.
Didn't Katrina... I thought Katrina, you know, wiped out New Orleans because, you know, there was a high-pressure front that came in and met with some warm air.
No, it was the gays.
Yeah, it was the fags. Yeah.
Hey, guys. I'm going to be going to the protest to protest those guys. So if any of your BBS members or listeners, like tomorrow night or something, have any ideas for me, I'd love to hear them.
Oh, cool. Well,
wear a little pink tutu. That ought to make it out.
Wait, when is this happening? Is tomorrow night? Is when it's happening?
This is going to be Saturday morning from 10 a.m. to 11 in Lutherville, Maryland. So if any locals also, because I know a few people in Maryland listen to your show,
okay,
want to join me, I'll be there. I'll be videotaping it. I'll tell you guys about it.
Cool.
I'll put it on YouTube and stuff.
Right on. Now, are you posting on the Free Talk Live BBS about this?
I will, actually.
Yeah, you definitely should do that. That way people can get in touch with you directly instead of just having to play phone tag or call in and, you know, throw out an idea over the air, which they're welcome to do, but they'd be more efficient that way. Thanks for the call tonight. Good luck with that. Let us know how it goes. 800-259-9231 to Justin in Ontario. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hi, how you guys doing tonight?
What's on your mind, Justin?
Well, first off, I want to know what your whole take is on the whole New World Order thing. And the second part of the question is, what role do you see Canada playing in that?
I think that the term New World Order is overused. It has a tendency to turn off some, and I don't disagree with some of the things that they say, you know, indicates this whole New World Order, but a lot of it seems to be crackpotty conspiracy stuff.
I don't concern myself with it. I'm concerned with people in search of power and those who claim that there is a new world order. That's who they believe that are involved in it. It's the, you know, the politicians and the elites that are in search of power. You're always going to have people in search of power, but I don't think they all necessarily agree with one another on how to go about acquiring it or what to do with it when they get it. I don't think they all are members of the same club, and I don't care what clubs they hang out in or who they hang with. All I'm concerned with is the government and getting it out of my life. So to me, the New World Order as a concept is completely irrelevant. And Canada, since I've answered the first question, I don't think I really need to go on about Canada.
So you're definitely pro New World Order then? Or?
How did you get that from what I just said?
I just find it a little hard to discredit the whole theory when there's things like the Bilderberg Group and, of course, the
Bohemian
Grove.
The Bilderberg Group is a club that elites go and they hang out with one another at, and I'm sure they plot the destruction of the world or whatever it is they talk about there. And, the Bohemian Grove is another club where they go and they, you know, worship an owl or something like that. I don't care what they do with their free time. I don't care who they hang with. I don't care about their parties. What I care about is liberty and freedom and advancing the ideas of freedom and liberty in our lifetime. And I care about doing the boots-on-the-ground activism that's going to get that done. And talking about the clubs the elites hang around in isn't advancing those ideas in one iota, sir. So that doesn't mean I'm in favor of people in search of power or in favor of this New World Order concept. I'm against power. I'm against the people that seek it. And I work constantly to oppose people like that. So I'm not sure how you even extracted that. Is it? It's just a pro or con thing for you? You're not even really thinking about it.
Well, it's just that I've gotten into, I guess you could say, the last 4 or 5 months, my third eye has been open, so to speak, just on how much these governments are just puppets of the global elitists and just their whole,
Well, now the global elitists are able to control the information, right?
Right. They control all aspects groups. Of the media. Right?
They control
all aspects.
You know, all kinds of...
Where's my check?
They have all kinds of... right, I'm not getting a check from them. They have all kinds of control over information dissemination. Don't you think it's possible that, in fact, this whole Bilderberger thing is just a scheme by our alien overlords that actually control us on this show to get you guys running off in the wrong direction looking for boogeymen in the Bohemian Grove when, in fact, it's the aliens that are taking over.
Right. No, I totally agree with you there on the whole, I definitely agree they have agents out there putting up disinformation and all that, so I'm definitely for that.
Okay.
Right. If I can maybe get another quick question.
Sure, pop it in.
Sure, go for it.
Wondering what your whole take is on the whole reptilian agenda.
Well, there you go.
Nonsense, sir. It's nonsense.
There are no lizard people eating our children.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Thanks for the call tonight. Good luck with your research. 800-259-9231. Those guys love doing their research as though it's going to change something. Let's continue here and talk to William in Tennessee on the AMP line. William, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, we had some tornadoes come through here on Super Tuesday.
Was it because of the gays?
No, it was the reptilians.
Oh, and, you know what? Those guys are behind everything.
And, that always comes up when I call in for some reason. But thousands of people were disenfranchised and no one saying anything. The polls closed and didn't reopen.
They did seem to close awfully early in some places.
They closed at 4, and, right when the tornadoes were coming through, and, because everybody was, under something,
Yeah. The smart people weren't voting at that time.
Right, exactly. And I understand that. And I fully, and I was out distributing Ron Paul literature. So I went and took cover. And I fully expected to hear some sort of announcement that the polls hours
were reopened.
Yeah. Yes, you didn't make it. You didn't make it.
Huh.
It gets worse.
Does it? I wish we had time for it, but we don't. If you can do it in 10 seconds, go.
Yes. They told us not to clean up until this weekend because President Bush is coming in tomorrow.
Thanks for the call tonight, dude. We appreciate it. I'm sorry, Kevin, we didn't get to you. We'll see you tomorrow night. If you missed out, call us back. We'll take your calls then. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Since